This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. And so head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. And I just cleaned up some of the email stuff, so hopefully it will start working again properly later on this week or Monday or Tuesday. But really, truly, get involved. If you want to be notified by text about the show starting, go ahead and text TRS to 55222. That's 55222. Really that simple. We'll send out emails, and you'll know what's coming up. Also, if you visit the website, comment on the stories. If you've got maybe a subject, a topic, or whatever that you want us to get involved with, let me know. Send the an email to joe@therealside.com. Start the subject line off with a capital TRS. Because if you do that with a capital TRS, then I know it's a listener that wants me to do something and not trying to sell me anything. Anyway, this seems to be Congressperson Omar month. I mean, she can't seem to get out of her own way. And it's hilarious. And the fact that the Dems fought so long, struggled so long over putting an anti-Semitism resolution out there, doesn't that show you how disingenuous this is? Now, I know some of you say, you know, what do you beat on the Dems so much for? Well, give me something else to beat on. And when I say that, I mean, look, we all agree that anti-Semitism is bad, okay? I even, you know, beating on a verbally abusing a Muslim just because they're a Muslim and you don't agree with them, that's bad too. Verbally abusing Christians because you don't agree with Christianity, you think they're nuts, that's bad too. I don't agree with you. Look, I haven't said this in a long time, but I might as well throw it around now. I'm on a roll anyhow. You know, if you're an atheist out there and you listen to the show, and I'm not, again, this is not meant to hurt you, but I want you to think about something. You actually have more faith than I do. I want you to think about this. You have much more faith than I do. Now, you don't think that you're done, you're finished, you go to the grave, that's it, you become worm food. I got it. What was his, Stephen Hawking, right? Lights on, lights off. Your brain is not the morning computer. I got it. For me to believe that this is almighty, that there's a supreme being, a creator, that set everything in motion and made the world and loves us and wants to give us a nice place to live and all this fun stuff. Think about that. So that is a faith where I actually believe in a being that has love and understanding and wants better for us. And if I'm wrong, right, at the end of this whole trip, if I'm wrong, I won't know. Lights on, lights off. What's the big deal? But you as an atheist, you want to talk about faith? You believe in the vast nothingness. I can't even imagine. I'm not smart enough to grab what existed before the nothingness. Okay? That somehow in the vast nothingness, two atoms popped up out of nowhere. Just somehow came into being. And these two atoms in this vast nothingness of space, which shouldn't exist because there's nothing there, somehow found an intersection to collide in. What do you think about that? We have tens of thousands of planes in the air on a daily basis. I haven't heard of any major jetliners colliding at 30,000 feet. So, but it's this vast universe of nothingness. These two atoms came together, or whatever they were, came together, somehow ran into each other. Their brake lights probably weren't working or something. And then set this whole massive universe in motion. Right? All this chaos and power and energy, released energy like never been known before. Because, well, there wasn't anything before, so... But anyway, and you listen to scientists talk, and many scientists now believe that there's some kind of divine hand, some kind of providence, something, because they cannot get to that point where there was something. Well, was there something before? And then with all of this, now they're even saying there isn't an ever-ending or never-ending expanse, that the universe will end. It will come to an end, so to speak. But even without all that, as an atheist, I want you to think about something. How do you not see that as faith? How do you not see that as a real interesting belief? That out of a vacuum of nothing, something happened, but you don't know where it came from, and you're willing to accept the fact that you don't know where it came from, you can't prove where it came from, and you're just willing to buy it and move on. And yet I'm willing to believe that God's here, He's always existed, He loves us, He cares about us, He created us to love Him and care about Him, and this is a problem for you. I find it amusing, the same. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855, I don't know how I ended up on that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, and I mean truly and honestly being part of the conversation. You know, Speaker Pelosi's at it again with her little friend, Omar. And I love the fact that, you know, she's tripping all over herself to make excuses for Omar. She's tripping all over herself to try to say that, you know, Omar, well, she's really not an anti-Semite, and it doesn't come out right, and it just goes, I'm saying, no, you know what? The woman doesn't like Jews. It's plain and simple. And it's the stereotypical hate that we've heard for decades. And I love some of the Democrats that try to protect her by saying, well, the people in her area knew what she was about, and they still elected her. So, if somebody from the South, if a community of the South elected a KKK Grand Wizard, we wouldn't have a problem with that? Be okay with what he'd be saying? Just curious. Ponder that during the break. Go with your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list, with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed, and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Head up to the website. Buy my book. Buy my coffee cup. Buy a t-shirt. Spend some money. Hit the donate button. I mean, seriously. Give up one cup of coffee a month. Some of you are still going to Starbucks. I know you are. And give up one cup of coffee a month. Give me your money. That's right. If you believe in conservative causes, if you believe in what's going on and that you want to keep us on the air, you heard today, you hear it on a daily basis. Facebook is pushing double hard to keep us down. Double hard to make sure that we don't get our message out. Don't let them succeed. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Do not let them succeed. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, some of you already heard this. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, does, you got to love her. Well, actually, you don't have to love her, but you have to enjoy the comments. I mean, every once in a while, she comes back down from the mothership, and she has some comments to make on what's going on. And here she is trying to protect Omar, okay? I mean, really seriously, this is sad. Can you imagine if we did it for one of ours?
Resolution, we'll see when we bring it to the floor, that will, again, speak out against anti-Semitism, anti-Islamophobia, anti-white supremacy in all the forms that it takes. That's what we're working on, something that is one resolution addressing these forms of hatred, not mentioning her name, because it's not about her.
It is about her. She's the one who started this. Okay, I mean, seriously, this is ongoing with her. This is after, what is it, 3 or 4 tweets that she's done this with? It's constant with her. It's not a mistake, and then you wait 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, a year? No, no, no. It's every other day. And then, I don't know if some of you saw, it was a Fox reporter who got her in the hall and said, would you say that she's not an anti-Semite? She wouldn't do it. She refused to say anything. Why wouldn't you? If you're not an anti-Semite, just say, no, I'm not. I believe that the Jews have a right to exist. Period. That's it. She wouldn't do it. Can you imagine? Can you imagine them running around chasing a Republican from the South and saying, well, we should openly say that blacks are not, you know, 5/8 of a human. They're human. They're real. And a white legislator just walking away and saying, no comment. Can you imagine what would go down? I saw something on Rasmussen that 28% of Democrats, only 28% of Democrats, believe that Israel has a right to exist. Let that sink in for a minute. You Democrat Jews, what are you doing? I'm not asking you to switch to the Republican Party by any stretch of the imagination. But what are you doing in a party that hates you? What are you doing in a party that doesn't think that you have a right to exist or that your religion means anything? You know, being a Jew is so much more than just a religion. It's a culture. It's a people. So you can't make those sweeping comments. Let's see if we can get Nancy to come back to the planet here. Hold on.
It's about these forms of hatred.
She hasn't apologized. Does she need to apologize?
Well, she may need to explain that she did not. It's up to her to explain, but I do not believe that she understood the full weight of the words. I feel confident.
She is a legislator. She knew exactly what she was saying. Is she, you know, when Trump says something, they're fast to rip him up when he said, well, that's not what I meant, or did whatever. Oh, well, he's the president, so he should know how to speak better, right? No, no, no. She has the same responsibility. She is a lawmaker. She is a legislator. She is a lawmaker. She better know what she's saying. She better know what her words mean.
Confident that her words were not based on any anti-Semitic attitude.
Now, you didn't know what she meant. You even said that. I can't speak for her, but you are speaking for her. I think you're trying to cover for the party.
But that she didn't have a full appreciation of how they landed on other people, where these words have a history and a cultural impact that might have been unknown to her.
I mean, that's kind of what I get out of her when she does this kind of stuff. Seriously, I what is she thinking? I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi now. Does she really believe that you're buying this stuff? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I'd love to hear what you have to say. I can't believe that anybody would either write me or call the show and try to defend this. Right? And now to add insult to injury, because she got past that whole, you know, the whole calling of being anti-Semite. Now, Omar has got another disaster brewing. She's getting low. You ready for this one? She's getting love from ex-KKK bigwig David Duke. Now, if you recall, when President Trump, when David Duke was coming out in support of him or saying positive things to him, what did the left want? The left wanted him to come down hard on what Duke was saying. To denounce it. Denounce what he stood for. And I wonder if they're going to do the same thing for Omar. Back in, I don't know, February of 2016, right? Just a couple of years ago. CNN posts an article up, says that Trump is trying to clean up racially charged controversy Monday after he refused to disavow former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke. When asked about his comments on CNN State of the Union, Trump blamed a bad earpiece. I was sitting in the House of Florida with a bad earpiece. The brash billionaire told NBC's Today show, I could hardly hear what he was saying. I hear various groups. I don't mind disavowing anyone. I disavowed Duke the day before a major conference. Does that mean, every time he said something, he was supposed to jump up and they were all over Trump for this. All over him. And I don't hear much going on for Omar. Right? I mean, this is another problem. Even Trump tweets out, even Trump tweets out, Omar's again under fire for her terrible comments concerning Israel. Jewish groups have sent just a petition to the Speaker Pelosi asking her to remove Omar from Foreign Relations Committee. And she should. She shouldn't be on that committee. Omar should be on the Plastic versus Paper Bag Committee. But more anti-Semitic remarks from Omar. Now, I mean, her party hasn't done anything to really hurt her. The resolution they passed was watered down, even though it was aimed at rebuking anti-Semitism. It still didn't rebuke her for her comments. Sanders supported her. I'm telling you, if you're on the left and you're Jewish and you support the Democrats, you need to have a heart-to-heart with yourself. Joe Messina, you listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The House of Representatives voted 407-23 to pass a resolution that broadly condemned hate and intolerance. All 23 no votes were from Republicans because it didn't condemn recent anti-Israel comments from Minnesota's freshman representative. President Trump discussed the issue outside the White House before heading to tornado-ravaged Alabama.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace.
President Trump signed Bibles at a church and took photos with tornado survivors on a tour of Lee County, Alabama, where 23 people were killed by storms last weekend. He praised the response by FEMA.
It's hard to believe, actually, and I guess the fact that we went helped a lot of people, but we saw things that you wouldn't believe.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett has been indicted by an Illinois grand jury on 16 counts in connection with allegedly staging a hate crime against himself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Get involved. Stay involved. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Capital TRS in the subject line. Let me know what it is you want me to take on. What subject? What? Whatever. You know, I mean, seriously, I would love to know what it is you want me to discuss, what you want me to talk about. So, if you head up to the website, though, you can also buy my book, buy a coffee mug, buy something, spend some money. That wouldn't be a bad idea, I'm telling you. You'd probably enjoy it and appreciate it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. We're talking about my new favorite. You know, it is. It's like the Three Stooges of the Democrats, right? You got Pelosi, Omar, and AOC. Actually, there's more than that. What was that? God. I don't know. Maybe we'll come up with a name for it, right? Spanky and our gang. You know, only it'd be Pelosi and our gang. Right? All the young. Oh, I shouldn't say all. A lot of the young new freshmen that have come into Congress not understanding what it's all about. And you know, here's the proof. We don't have statesmen in Congress anymore. Now we have what. In my day, we would have called them hipsters, but now what are they, social media, the social media people or social, what do you, I don't want to call them celebrities, social media celebrities, okay, whatever. But when you talk about AOC and Omar, I mean, they're becoming famous for the wrong stuff. It's not like they're coming up with legislation or ideas that are going to change the world. Omar's ideas, her anti-Semitic ideas, they did change the world. 6 million Jews died. 7 million Jews died with ideas like that. Is that the kind of world change we're looking for? Seriously. It's always interesting to watch these people when they're on a campaign trail. This is why Trump is causing so much trouble. I was talking about Representative Hill earlier. Yeah, Katie Hill from my area. Okay? transparency, buck the system. I'm not like them. I'm more in the middle of the road. She has been lockstep, goose-stepping with the Democrat Party with no change. Co-authors a bill that'll keep you from finding out where the deep money is coming from. Or the dark money, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't really much matter, does it? Has she come out? Has any of these young people, have they come out and said, look, anti-Semitism, no, not good, not going to work, don't like it, what, not supposed to be shot about. No, instead what she did an interview and told us how much it hurt for her to walk around in high heels. Then don't walk around in high heels. You want to be fashionable, that's one thing. You know, one of the things, I grew up in Boston, so I came here to California. And I loved, you know, you watch these young kids going to school. It is 42 million degrees below zero, and they got flip-flops, shorts, and a shirt on because they don't want to look bad when they get to school. You may not make it to school. You might be frozen dead in the street because it's better to look good than, you know, than to feel good, right? I mean, seriously. And this is what we got. We got all these celebrities now going into Congress. Right, who was the senator from Arizona, right? She shows up in almost like hot pants on the floor. It was ridiculous. Looked like she was walking out to win an award at the Emmys or something. Or I shouldn't even say it, probably an MTV award, that more like that. What's going on with these people? But see, it's not them. Really not them. It's us. We do this. We allow this to happen. We do this. You know, back to Omar, right? She's getting a little love from ex-KKK bigwig David Duke. Now, when Trump got love from Duke, he got hate from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, all those, you know, alphabet networks. He got beat down for not immediately coming back going, no, we don't want a part of this. I don't like it. I disavow those people. I can't find Omar's statement disavowing Duke. Anybody? Do they know what it is? Send me a link to it, really. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Now, so now she goes down the anti-Semitic remarks. And now Omar seems to be in agreement with the KKK. Right? And even if, listen, if she was a person of honor and integrity, even if the Democrats watered down the resolution, she should have come forward and said, look, let's just say that I believe that she's not anti-Semitic. All right? And the words came out wrong. A true person of integrity would just step up and say, look, that came out all wrong. I'm not good with words. Maybe English isn't my first language. Whatever she comes up with. I am sorry. It was hurtful. I didn't mean it. If I hurt anybody, I truly am sorry. That would be like throwing a wet blanket on a fire. But the fact that she won't even respond to it tells you she's in agreement with it. And then for you others out there, Bernie Sanders, a Jew himself, supporting her. Right? Because we cannot, however, equate anti-Semitism with legitimate criticism on the right wing. Right? I mean, seriously. He's calling Netanyahu's government right wing. He says, what I fear is going on in the House now is an effort to target Congresswoman Omar as a way of stifling that debate. Listen, if you're a legislative Democrat, if you're a Democrat who's been elected, and you're in Congress or the Senate, if you really believe that she has been misunderstood, why don't you guys come together as true Jews, come together, put her in the middle, come up to the podium, and let her explain what she meant, and then you guys support her. Do it in the open. You're all about transparency. You're all on everything open. And Bernie, you know, Bernie, you want the president to show his taxes. No problem. Why don't you show us how you got that $600 million home or whatever it was, $600,000 home, I'm sorry, right after the election? I wonder where that money came from. I'd also like to know how that whole investigation is going with your wife at the college, you know, and between you and me, Bernie. Let me know. The Minnesota Democrat, of course, said nothing about the sort. She said that she wanted to talk about the political influence in this country. She said it's okay to push for allegiance to a foreign country, accusing American Jews of dual loyalties. This is a prejudicial trope from, I mean, the stuff that she's saying, we have heard for decades. Nothing's changed. They're nasty. You know, when she's talked about them being in control of the Benjamins, we know what that means. And it was Nancy Pelosi, right? She said that Omar didn't know the weight of her words. Well, how did Omar get elected then? She knew the weight of her words. The people who elected her knew the weight of her words. See, this is a group of, look, you guys get on my case and Christian's case all the time. There is nobody that we say needs to be wiped out. Nobody. As a committed Christian, evil needs to be wiped out. Now, some of you have a different thought as to what evil is, but evil needs to be wiped out. Right? There's certain things we shouldn't be doing. I got that. I don't think you'll ever hear a Christian say a certain group, a certain person needs to be wiped out. Given that this isn't our first time, right, over this kind of thing, when will she figure out the way to her words? At what point does she go, you know what? Maybe that's stupid. Maybe I shouldn't use those words anymore. How do you put her on the House Foreign Affairs Committee? Is she going to be favorable to Israel? Is she going to be fair to Israel? How about we start off there? If she's going to be fair to Israel, she doesn't believe they should exist. Right? At least one of Omar's supporters hopes that she already realizes that the way to her words, no, he's not a Democrat. He was once associated with one of the great Democrat institutions from the Jim Crow era. That's right, David Duke, former KKK Grand Wizard. And just for some of you who are trolling me, and I know that this will hit you right in the eyeball, you do know that the KKK was started and supported and upheld by the Democrat Party. Not that hard to figure out. They're not teaching that in school anymore, but you can find it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tell him about the Twinkie. What about the Twinkie?
You do not want to be elected. Take my word for it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Got to get involved. You got to get engaged. Be part of the conversation for real. Anyway, we were, I don't want to give up. I didn't plan on doing the whole hour on this. I really didn't. But the more I think about it, the more I think about the hypocrisy, the double-sidedness of the Dems. It's like, some of you had parents that were like, you know, do as I say, not as I do. And I always like to tell the story, and I won't tell the story again because some of you have already heard it 52 times. About my stepdad catching me smoking and tell me how bad it was smoking and tell me how nasty of a habit it was while he was holding a cigarette between his nicotine-stained fingers. Now, that's kind of hypocritical, don't you think? How do I take him seriously? How do you take anybody seriously? You know, a good friend of mine once said that, this happens to everybody. He went to church, trying to get into that church thing. And he went to church. He said, and after a couple of times, he saw the hypocrisy in the parking lot. He knew what was going on. He knew who was cheating on who and who was drinking, who was doing this and who was doing that. In church, there were a bunch of saints. In the parking lot, they were, now I won't say a bunch of sinners, but they definitely were Satan's kids. And he based everything on that. He based everything on what he saw. And this is what goes on in the Democrat Party. They tell you what to do. Now, see, the difference between the two sides, I have now decided that the Republicans are nothing but a bunch of adolescents that can't get their act together. But the Democrats really feel that they are so right, they are so correct, they are so true, they are the best thing that society could ever want, to the point of hating on you, because you have to be wrong. You are 180 degrees from them, so you have to be wrong. You have to be evil. Some of you won't agree with me, but I think there's a big difference between how most Republicans view Democrats. Most Republicans view Democrats as lost, confused, not informed or uninformed or ill-informed. Democrats view Republicans as simply as being evil, period. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back to when Trump was supported by David Duke. When David Duke gave kudos to Trump, the left went nuts. He has to disavow it. He has to, push back on it. He has to say something. What's he waiting so long for? He waited 2 hours. Oh, my God, this is terrible. This means he believes it. This means he buys into it. And I believe it was, let me see, what's the date on this? Or today, right? So Omar, David Duke, said positive things about Omar today. How come she hasn't said anything? How come she hasn't come out? Right, where is it? Duke calls her now the most important member of Congress. Can you imagine? He actually put out a tweet with little love eyes on it and her. Now, Duke realizes or hopes that she already understands what the weight of her words mean. He hopes that she'll use that to further the cause. Right? I mean, if you think about this, Duke is an anti-Semite. I mean, unless you're just a white guy, you're not playing for his team. This is, again, this is craziness. This is wrong on so many levels. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Head up to the website. Buy my shirt. Buy the coffee mug. But truly, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, capital TRS in the subject line. Will you stop that? put a capital TRS in the subject line so I know what you're talking about. I know that you're a listener that wants something from me, wants me to take on something. But why? I am stuck on one big thing right now. The young people, the young Democrats that are searching, that are buying into the media. Think about something. And we're going to talk more about this in the next hour. Why are the Democrats pushing so hard to give more power to very young people? Why are the Democrats pushing so hard to give more power to illegals? Why are they so willing to overlook what illegals are doing than protecting America's rights or Americans' rights? Right? I'm curious. I don't understand any of this unless you're truly out to ruin the country. Look, the country's America. I mean, the United States. It's not Germany. It's not Italy. It's not France. I don't know if you guys know it, but you do some of your homework. Our language, our official language, was almost German. They hated the Brits so much they didn't want it to be English. Do your homework. You'll find out what I'm telling you is true. Now, if you think that our founding fathers, when they started this whole experiment, do you remember that only landowners could vote? Now, again, a whole bunch of apartment owners could get mad at me. Do you know why that was? Think about who had a stake in it. A stake in taxes. A stake in property rights. See, if you're an apartment renter, and I have been throughout many years of my life, right, you've got no stake in it. You have nothing to lose when it comes to property taxes, what they charge you for that kind of thing, the maintenance involved in those buildings. No, you pay your rent every month and you go about your business. There's no downside. That building gets condemned, you move somewhere else. Taxes go up, they bump your rent a few bucks. But there's no skin in the game. And you look at what the Dems are trying to do in getting young people to vote. Now, in the days of Vietnam, they had a valid beef. Right? You could send them to Vietnam to fight at 18. You could put a gun in their hand. You could put a bazooka in their hand. You could put them in a tank. Right? Put them in a fighter jet, for that matter. But they came home. They couldn't buy beer. Right? Couldn't own a gun. Couldn't buy beer. Made no sense. I had somebody get mad at me a few weeks back when I talked about this. And they said, you realize that the Jeffersons and what have you of the world, in their days, in the days of our founding fathers, 17-year-olds were running businesses. 18-year-olds were running family farms and other things. 18, 19-year-olds were conducting foreign affairs. A, they were much more mature. They had a belief in God. They had an understanding of family. They don't have that anymore. Again, I'm not beating on all young people. Don't get me, this is not what this is about. I want you to think of the maturity level, the conversations you can have. And I know some of us would love to say, oh, I met these young kids. They were just so smart. They were so energetic. They were so passionate. You hear me joke about it when we go to CPAC. I talked to some of the other guys that are doing radio. And I said, look, instead of engaging the young people, shut up and listen. Walk down to their little cliques that they got going on, little groups, and when they're in the hallways, bouncing off everything, and listen to the conversation. They're not mature. I mean, they might be mature by today's standards. They are definitely not mature by the standards of our founding fathers. So I don't know if they're ready for this, to be part of this experiment, if you would. And when you think about the young kids and you hear them, I saw the interviews with a bunch of Bernie supporters the other day. And you hear what they have to say. It's about what they're going to get. It's about the free education. It's about that everybody gets a place to live. It's about everybody's medical being taken care of. This doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It didn't work in the early days of this country. People were dying in the early days of this country because socialism just didn't work. And yet we want to go back to it. Or some want to go back to it. If you conservative Christians, if you conservative Republicans, if you conservatives, if you do not get off your butt and work hard in the next election, we'll be calling each other comrade. I guarantee it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming. You know what? I didn't plan on doing it this way, but we're going to talk about some more about the crazy legislation that they're trying to push through, and I don't get it. Why aren't we fighting back more? Where are my warriors? Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side.